Welcome to the Bitchin' Brainstorm podcast with Elaine the Brain Terso. I believe that every problem has a solution. So the episodes you will hear will be live strategy calls with real entrepreneurs who are feeling stuck. We will spend a few minutes bitching about the struggle and then move forward with finding solutions. You will hear topics about launching offers, mindset, marketing, strategy, and so much more. Remember, we are both the problem and the solution. Now, let's get out of our own damn way and get shit done. If you are an entrepreneur and would like to receive a live strategy call, please visit bitchinbrainstorm.com and fill out an application. We would love to have you as our next guest. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Bitchin' Brainstorm podcast. I'm your host, Elaine the Brain Terso, and I'm here with my friend, Laura Holloman, who has been a friend for a while. She's been involved with several of our summits. She was a panelist on the last summit, and she's a panelist again on the Elevate Your Customer Experience Summit happening on July 12th. So, Laura, for those who don't know you, will you take a moment and just give everybody a little rundown of who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. I am Laura Holloman. I am the creator of the Endotype Formula, which is a premier personality profiling system. Say that three times fast.
I love the P's.
Right? Exactly. And from that, I have created Endotype Branding, which is a branding system for small business owners to be able to bring their brand into alignment without all the hassle, right? There's so many people out there that aren't rebranding, that aren't getting that website updated, that know that their marketing's not working, but refuse to take action on it because time and expense. And yeah, and even bigger, that time factor, right? Like, I don't have time to go do this all again. Mm-hmm. This solves that issue.
Yeah.
In a big way.
How would someone know if their brand is not in alignment with themselves?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, there's some business basics that we all have to do. We all have to get out there and meet people and network. Mm-hmm. We all have to have the sales conversations that some people find very difficult. Mm-hmm. All have to have a good product or service to deliver and be part of that referral asking process. If we're doing these business basics, but we're not getting to this program delivery, right? Mm-hmm. We're not closing sales. If we're not closing sales, even though we're out there networking, mm-hmm, even though we're putting ourselves out there, there's something that's stopping our clients. There's something we're doing that they're going, no, this isn't for me.
Yeah.
And it's very likely around your brand. Mm-hmm. Because in terms of branding, it either allows our clients to slide into our offers like a slip and slide in the backyard, or bad branding, out of alignment branding, is like making our clients crawl across high grit sandpaper to try and get to us.
Yeah.
Eventually they're going to be like, never mind.
Not worth it. So
if we're doing the business things, mm-hmm, but still not getting the clients, time to take a look at that brand.
Yeah. And for the record, branding is more than your logo and your fonts and your mm-hmm colors. Okay. So let's just get that out of the mm-hmm way. That's not what we're talking about.
Nope.
We're talking about the foundation of your values. We're talking about your customer experience. We're talking about how you run business, how you are showing up, and how you are putting yourself out there, because you are your brand, plain and simple. Let's just clarify that for the record right now.
Yep, exactly. But see, to most people, I mean, they might get that they're their business, and they might, and then they understand that they have to have these marketing pieces, which we call branding. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't understand that these two things have to connect.
Yeah.
Your logo mm-hmm needs to be a reflection of the energy, the values, the you that you are inside your business.
Yeah.
and not just a concept that got right. pulled from your brain.
Yeah.
We can't do marketing and branding in a conceptual way anymore because it just doesn't work. And it takes it out of alignment.
Yeah.
And anytime it's out of alignment, it's confusing for our client.
Yeah.
This summit is all about creating excellent customer experiences.
Yeah.
If our customer comes to our website and their experience is, wow, that's weird.
Yeah.
Or goes to check out our social media page. Huh, this isn't what I expected it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Their customer experience, even before they've said yes to the sale, is already, no, I don't think so. You've broken trust before they've ever started to work with you because of a brand that's not aligned.
Yep. So what do you think is the first step that brands need to do in order to get into alignment with who they are?
Yeah. So we really stink at self-awareness as humans.
Girl, yes, we do. Okay.
So it very frequently requires an outside set of eyes.
Yep.
So working with a branding specialist who really gets to the bottom of who you are. Some branding specialists will do that through a series of evaluations, sometimes personality quizzes, but a lot of times it's just you doing self-evaluations that looks like worksheets. And that's that take a long time, I'm not sure I have time for kind of branding. What we do with Endotype branding is we're doing the alignment based on personality profiling. So taking a really quick 5-question assessment and allowing people to base their brand on who they are is a great step to starting to get things aligned. Mm-hmm. So one way or another, you have to have an outside set of eyes and some outside information into who you are in business, I think is step number one.
Yeah. And crazy enough, just yesterday, I was a part of this. I'm a part of Laura's new certification training program, because as someone who is helping give businesses makeovers focused on the customer experience, I was like, I feel like I really need to have this component added into my business so that I can really help people do the things with their personality in mind. And so part of that process, which I thought was really fun, was I've known what my personality type was, you know, since the first time you were ever on a podcast with us. And then I was in your book and all of the things, right? So we go back. And it was really fun to be able to yesterday figure out what my brand archetype was based on that. And no surprise that I am the magician. And so I'm actually really excited to at some point apply this concept to my own business and make sure and do that kind of audit that am I in alignment, right? Am I in alignment with my brand? Am I in alignment with my values, with all of the things? Because I think it's so important. And I think that that has to be the foundation before you start figuring out what your offers are, before you start figuring out how you want to help people. That's all great. Absolutely. But you got to have that foundational component first. Otherwise, you're going to do all this work and you're going to have to go back and redo it. And you're going to say you're going to waste time and money in the long run if we just start at the beginning and but we don't know what we don't know.
Right.
We don't know.
And I don't know. I think most business owners have been there in the, you know, like, oh, if I have a business card, I feel like I'm in business. If I have a logo, I feel like my branding is done. Oh, and so we run out and we get our marketing pieces.
Yeah.
But when we're not getting those results that we want, it's time to regroup.
Absolutely.
Time to slow down and make sure that we have the brand together.
Yeah. And I would even say that if you are getting the results and you are like getting yourself to the next level. I always kind of say, like, if you're getting yourself to a six-figure mark, then it's time mm-hmm. to assess at that new level, because they say new level, new devil, right? There's going to be new challenges and situations that you may not be prepared for. And that is a great time, again, to assess, where are you going? How are you going to get there? And what does my business look like now at this new level? I think there always has to be evaluation and assessment at every level that we hit. Every mark we hit, we need to take a step back, look at everything, and make sure that everything we are doing is in alignment, right?
Yeah.
And yeah. I find it really interesting when yesterday, you know, I had posted on my Facebook asking everybody to take the quiz. And I'm proud to say that my bingo sheet is almost completed. I have two spaces open. That's it. One of them is myself. And the other one is the anxious balanced builder. And So interestingly, I noticed some people have really negative reactions to the names, right?
Oh, sure.
Could you talk a little bit about the names of the personality types? Aren't super fancy and, like, you know what I mean? They're different. And I think it confuses people. And so I'm wondering if you could tell people how you arrived at these names and what they mean and kind of the history behind how you came up with all of this.
Sure. So every name in the endotype formula has a three-part name. So you had mentioned anxious balanced builder. I'm a lonely adrenal interpreter. That third name is the unique name. So once you're inside the system and you understand endotypes, mm-hmm. a lot of times I'm just referring to, and we're just referring to, a builder, an interpreter.
Yeah.
Because the other two names are for the individual. Mm-hmm. They're bonus info. Mm-hmm. And I've had a lot of people over the years go, you need to take those away. Mm-hmm. And you need to remove those. It would be better and more palatable for people if you took those away. But once they understand why it's there.
Right. Yes.
There's a reason not to take it away.
Yeah. Once I explained what it was, they were like, okay, thank you. Like, now I get it. Yeah.
Because people's reaction is like, why are you calling me anxious?
Yeah.
No, friend.
Yeah.
Anxious is your red flag word within the endotype formula. There is, for that type that has anxious in their name, whatever the first word is, anxious, mm-hmm. stubborn.
Stubborn is mine.
Right. Angry, lonely. That's the red flag word. Mm-hmm. That's this space inside of you that you can identify, because it's that space when if you don't get recentered and regrounded, you're going to start making really poor choices.
Yeah.
So it's not even an observable experience from the outside. Mm-hmm. I don't know when you, Elaine, are experiencing that red flag stubbornness. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. you've done it before. Mm-hmm. And paying attention to it, having now a name to call it, this is the stubborn red flag.
Yep.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Let me regroup. Let me mm-hmm. take a couple deep breaths and mm-hmm. recenter. Mm-hmm. The second name is, it connects, it predicts our brain-body connection. We talk about mind-body connection all the time mm-hmm. as coaches, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the endotype formula predicts your mind-body connection. And whatever that second word, so it might be the pineal gland or mm-hmm. the adrenal glands, or for a builder, it's balanced because mm-hmm. their endocrine glands tend to stay balanced. But for them, their nervous system is the part of them that first shows signs of wear mm-hmm. or of fatigue or of something between mind and body not connecting. Because mm-hmm. frequently in our culture, when we have things that our subconscious are trying to trigger it for us or trying to go, girl, you need to deal with this thing, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe it's stuff from the past. Maybe it's stuff in the present that we're just like ignoring, like, I don't see you. We're really great at that in our culture. other cultures prioritize like paying attention to those triggers a lot more. Mm-hmm. But whatever is that second word is the first way our body is going to try and talk to us.
Yeah.
So for me, it's through my adrenal glands. I'll have some adrenal fatigue and some slowdown that happens. Mm-hmm. For you, it's through your pineal gland. And so
what the hell even is a pineal gland?
The pineal gland. I'll send you some research on it.
I gotta go look that up because I'm like, I don't even know what that is. Yeah.
Oh, it's one of your master drivers. It's one of your master drivers. Needs sunshine. You must be a sunshine baby.
I get burned by the sun within 10 minutes, girl. So.
Well, and it's more about seeing the sun. Like I would imagine if days go by.
I get to see the sun at my window like every day. Good. I also have a vitamin D deficiency, so I have to take my vitamins too, right?
Yes. Good. Yeah. And there's certain ways that we can physically support the body mm-hmm. through our endocrine glands. Mm-hmm. But then there's other ways that we can emotionally support the body. So mm-hmm. with that pineal gland, that connects to a craving your type has for wanting to be valued and mm-hmm. making sure that you're valuing yourself.
Interesting.
So if you're not valuing yourself, it'll mm-hmm. kind of mess with that pineal gland mm-hmm. and it's going to start talking to your body.
Interesting. Through that. Interesting.
So, yeah.
So how do you think we can use this information to apply that to our customer experience?
Well, for a lot of the customers, right? They may or may not take the endotype formula survey. That isn't necessarily something that's like available to everybody at this mm-hmm. point. We're going to do some more certifications and some more, there's some books coming and there's fun stuff coming down the pipeline here. But at this point, knowledge of ourself, right? So for me, lonely is my red flag word. Mm-hmm. Me monitoring my own state of being allows me to be a better business owner. Mm. It allows me, because lonely is a state that I can have or I can feel even in a room to be able to network with. Doesn't mean there's no people around.
Yeah.
So me going, oh, it's happening. Okay. Recenter. Let's go meet some people. Mm-hmm. That improves my customer experience 100%. So me being the best version of me allows me to then in effect engage with that customer experience and even more directly knowing your endotype formula and who you are in business and who you are with your brand definitely and directly improves your customer experience.
I also think it allows you to attract the right customers to you when you are in alignment and you are putting yourself out there. You're going to attract the right people to you.
Yeah.
I was just talking with one of my clients who she was like, oh, I was going to do this 6-week thing for $379. And I said, I'm sorry. I think you forgot a one in there. Right. Because she thought, what do you mean? And I'm like, that's not enough. Like, that's $20 an hour. Like, no, we're not doing that. And she was like, but she was in scarcity. She was feeling like if it's not low enough, people aren't going to sign up. And I'm like, are you trying to attract McDonald's people or are right. you trying to attract, you know, Red Lobster or like right. you know, another Ruth's Chris? Like, who are you really trying to attract? Well, she's like, well, I want to attract the higher end people. And I'm like, then you need to raise your price.
Right.
Because there's value behind like, and I told her, I was like, my ass in seat number is $500. If it's less than $500, I'm not going to even bother my time because I don't have, there's no incentive for me to show up for anything less than $500. She was like, oh, very good to know. And I'm like, but think about like, if you are in alignment 100% with who you are, who do you want to attract? You're going to attract the right people to you because of that alignment. She was like, yeah. Yeah. So
yeah. And understanding who we are in business gives us the confidence to be able to operate from that.
Yes.
See, there's a lot of people that don't really know what their secret gifts are, that don't really know what they're bringing into their business.
Yeah.
And I, that's the whole reason, on our training yesterday, we had on, Olivia, and she had just gone through the branding process with Endotype Branding. And one of the things she said that made my heart so happy, it made me glow, is that going through that branding process gave her permission
to be herself.
To be herself.
Yes.
And she'd been peeking over the fence at this self she wanted to be for so very long.
Yeah.
Now that she's stepping into that, all of a sudden, her clients are starting to find her. The clients that want to pay her what she's worth, who want to do the things she wants to do.
Yeah.
That is transformational, right? Yeah. Because there's too many people who are out there in business trying to market like everybody else, trying to have a client experience like everyone else, instead of doing it their way and having the permission to do it their way.
Yeah. So absolutely. I am so excited to continue this conversation. And, you know, by the time the summit comes on July 12th, we'll be like right almost done with the certification. So it's super, super awesome. So I cannot wait to continue this conversation. So thank you for coming to talk more about it and always, wanting to collaborate. Cause I absolutely love, you know, connecting and collaborating with you. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be able to work with you again, too. This is super fun.
Yay! All right, we'll see you guys later.
Bye.
Are you a six-figure business owner feeling overwhelmed and stretched thin by wearing multiple hats in your business? Look no further. I got your back. I'm here to help you streamline your business and elevate your customer experience. I want to help you unlock the hidden gems in your business with my Done With You and Done For You CRM building services. I want to help you discover the power of streamlining your systems, processes, and workflows for accelerating your business growth built all around the customer experience. Connect with me today at elaineterso.com.